Hi everyone on VA Talk, it's Paulina, aka Shed Underscore Sun, here on Audio Boo. If you're not following me, feel free to follow me if you like what you hear on this boo. I recorded this, sorry, you're gonna hear a lot of cars and buses pass by. I recorded this a while ago and it didn't post to the channel for whatever reason. So I'm re-recording it now. It's about Braille and why, in my opinion, Braille should be mandatory and a useful and essential skill for a blind person to have. It's mostly... I'm going to try to do this again like I did the previous move, but I kind of didn't have a chance to listen to it, so I'm just going to go with it. First off, audio can give you only so much information. You're learning how to listen to a book, but I think that reading the book gives you more so of an interaction with the story, because you're really listening to somebody read the book to you when you're listening to an audiobook, and you are not learning sentence structure and grammar and punctuation and all the other information that is necessary. And I think that it should be a mandatory skill and should be taught as soon as a child goes to kindergarten or whatever it may be the case in whatever place that you may live in. I think that it should be taught as soon as their sighted peers are learning how to do print. Because the sighted people learn how to read and write in print, and Braille is our version of reading and writing, so we should be learning how to read and write as well. I don't see why we couldn't do that. I realize that economically and, you know, there's not always a budget there for Braille, but I think that there should be some money left aside or some kind of program, maybe donations or something that could be set aside for the production of Braille. And if not, then Braille displays should be reduced to an affordable price for those in either low-income families or people with people who can't, well, low-income families and others who can act, so that way people can actually learn how to use the Braille display, or at least use them to to enhance their Braille skills, and they can practice reading and writing and doing whatever they need to do. If not a Braille display, a note takers or both should be at affordable prices, so that way they can practice reading and writing skills. Also, I think that people should learn how to read and write with Braille, like a Brailler and a Braille paper, before learning how to use a Braille display. Because if you don't know how to use a Braille display, what's the point in learning it? Because if you can't read Braille, then there's no point in having a Braille display, and if you can't write it, then you need to know how to do that before you use a Braille display. But I think once that has been achieved, then you can use a Braille display to enhance those skills that you are learning. And I think it should be for partially sighted people and totally blind people, because there are lots of conditions where people won't have their vision for a long time. They need to prepare for that. And finally, I think that even if you can't set aside a specific budget or anything like that, I think it should be a mandatory thing, like I said, and I think it should be something that is encouraged in public education systems. I know I probably said that already, but there's one more point I wanted to make, and I kind of lost it. But that's really the gist of it. I think it should be something that is enforced. Oh, and a good scenario of what may be the case, because I have learned through experience that you're not always going to have somebody there to help you in assisting you to get to point A and point B. That being said, let's say for instance, here we have platforms for trains, and they have or little things that introduce you to what platform you're on. I'll tell you, you know, 5-6-B, platform 5-6-B, and the tracks are there. However, this is in Braille. If you did not know Braille, and you didn't have anybody else to help you because you're not always going to have that option, how would you get to the appropriate platform or track? You know, if you were in an elevator, and you and the elevator only has Braille and doesn't speak, because not every elevator speaks. So if it does not speak and there's no one around in the elevator, in the hallway or corridor or whatever to help you, and you can't read Braille, and Braille's all that they have listed, then what are you going to do then? Wait for someone to pass by? What if you have to wait several hours? What if you have a doctor's appointment? You need to be up at a certain floor level. There's not always going to be somebody there, and you need to depend on whatever you know. And if Braille should be that thing that you know. So this way you're not stuck in some crazy situation. And that's how I feel about it. I think it should be enforced and encouraged to be taught to our children, the younger children that are growing up right now, because they're the people that are going to need it the most right now. So thanks for listening. Sorry I had to record this, and sorry if I sounded really rambly. I was trying to fit all the points that I discussed previously in my other boo in it, but if I left something out, I'm sorry. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you all soon. Many blessings, and have a great weekend.